The ancient Greeks believed the Olympics were an expression of something they called eros, competitive struggle. The Greeks thought eros ruled all of life. The most terrible form of eros was war, described so brutally in Homer's Iliad.
Patroclus, stunned by the spear and the god's crushing blow, was weaving back to his own thronging comrades, trying to escape death. Hector, waiting. Seeing him wounded there with the sharp bronze, came rushing into him right across the lines and rammed his spear shaft home, and the brazen point went jutting straight out through Patroclus's back.
That was the actor Derek Jacobi reading the words of Homer. Thomas Palaima is a professor of classics at the University of Texas, and he says the ancient Greek attitudes about war hold some lessons for our time. He offers this commentary.
Homer, and later the Greek tragedians, wrote so frankly and graphically about combat death and the experience of war because they had to. Their audiences lived war. It was a constant in ancient Greece. During the four generations of the Golden Age of 5th century Athens, hardly a family escaped losing a father, husband, brother, or son in battle. Athens itself was sacked and occupied by the Persians in 480 BCE. The city was under virtual siege for the last three decades of its greatest century. During the Peloponnesian War, 30,000 Athenian men died in combat, nearly 75% of the adult male population. All citizens knew the cost of war. It could sell their wives and young children into slavery at any time. For us, war is distant and unreal. We don't see the thousands of American soldiers who have been wounded and maimed in Iraq, or the nearly 1,000 soldiers who have returned in flag-draped coffins, or the Iraqi women tormented by grief when our smart bombs behave stupidly. Great tragedians like Aeschylus and Sophocles had fought in the wars of Athens. They portrayed war as they knew it, not the way we're used to seeing it, with the empty heroism of John Wayne movies. Most Greek men went out on seasonal campaigns. Those who returned alive bore witness to the hardships and horrors of war. The Greek comic poets would have savaged anything resembling Geraldo Rivera's embedded reporting. Today, we view Euripides' Trojan Women as a great anti-war play, and we empathize with the lament of Hecuba, queen of fallen Troy.
No woman, Trojan, Greek, or stranger had sons like mine to be proud of. I saw them fall beneath Greek spears, my daughters, maidens, are torn from me.
But in 415 BCE, the Athenian men who watched the play had recently voted to slaughter the adult male population of the island of Melos and sell the Melian women and children into slavery. Many of them had gone out as soldiers and executed these orders themselves. And killing then was up close and personal with spears and swords. For the Athenians, Euripides' tragedy was a kind of communal therapy. It was an acknowledgement by citizen soldiers of what they believed had to be done in a long and brutal war. The Greeks knew war. When we forget what they knew and what their myths tell us, we make bad decisions about war. We do harm to the soldiers we send out to do our dirty work, and we don't see what war does to them and to us.
Those are the comments of Thomas Palaima. He's a professor of classics at the University of Texas. And in case you didn't recognize her voice, Hecuba was performed by Katharine Hepburn in the 1971 film The Trojan Women.